Craig is usually a fan of water cooler talk, but it's draft season, and that's all anyone wants to talk about. The Athletic has loads of articles about this year's draft, but Greg doesn't have The Athletic, so now he's filling up his water bottle in the bathroom sink, which, to remind you, is the sink people use after they use the bathroom. Get The Athletic and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
I am so excited about this. I have my good friend, Kim Sorensen, from all the way across the pond in Denmark. Kim, how are you today, my friend?
Fine, thank you. It's great to have football back next week.
Man, you are not kidding with me there. I had the privilege of meeting and getting to know Kim in Vegas when we did our draft party. And, you know, as we were sharing some food and beverages and talking 49ers football, I said, man, I got to get you on because his story is just so unique. The majority of fans that listen to this show are United States, you know, raised in California, things like that. Kim has a very unique journey to becoming a part of the faithful. And so, Kim, and if you're interested in following Kim, his Twitter handle, which is hilarious, you might notice his appearance, a little bit like Phil Dawson, let's just be real, but his Twitter handle is at Gridiron49, at Gridiron49, if you want to follow him on there. He's a terrific Twitter follow, very positive and always bringing good energy. Kim, how are you today, man?
It's excellent.
Good. So I want you to walk us through, because it's such a different journey to being part of the faithful. Where were you the first time you found out about 49ers football?
Well, for young fans, it will be a rather different story, because we're back in the late 80s, before social media, before the internet had developed into anything, and before computers were really even a thing. I was in the ninth grade, and we are back in 88. And I know the 49ers were already, now I know they were already the hot ticket over there. But I was with my school class in London, where we were located with British families, and I had never heard anything about American football at all at that time. The NFL were beginning to become a thing in England, and we just happened to watch what I believe was a weekly review show of the NFL, and they happened to show at the time when we watched it a beautiful Montana to Jerry Rice pass, and that was really my first experience of watching American football. And then it kind of stuck when we the day after. It was also back in the day when magazines were a thing. Now it's all in.
Oh, I used to remember that. Every year, getting that first football preview magazine was so, it was like iconic. It was a ritual.
I have football yearbooks from, well, kind of being a hoarder about that. I have magazines from way back from back then. Well, the day after we had watched that show on television, I just went into every magazine shop in London I could find, and I picked up whatever that had American football on the front page, and I just began reading about it. And the amazing thing about this is that when I came back home to Denmark, there still wasn't any coverage of anything at all. So what I used to do in the following years, as crazy as that sounds, games on Sunday in the US, we had, as I said, zero coverage of it. So right. I got my results from your games on Sunday. I got them on Tuesday afternoon. When I was finished in school, there was a magazine shop in Aarhus, about 10 kilometers from where I live, that sold American newspapers. So after school on Tuesday, I took a bus to Aarhus, and then I bought USA Today, and then I would read the scores from Sunday on the bus trip home. So I was always a couple of days behind, and then it just happened that it kind of caught on. The crazy part is that the Danish kicker Morten Andersen, who was a Saints player, was drafted by the Saints in 85. I think.
One of the best ever.
Yeah, and in the Hall of Fame now. It caught on that he was becoming a star. So eventually we started getting slight coverage, and the 89 Super Bowl where the Big Easy against the Broncos, that was the first game that was shown live in Denmark, to my knowledge.
Oh my gosh.
We have had some discussions in the group. Some of our members believe that the game against the Bengals, the Bengals Super Bowl, was shown live as well. But we can't say for sure. But everyone knows that the Broncos right. win was live. And well, yeah,
I think it puts into perspective. And you know, a big reason why I wanted to have you on, Kim, is, you know, now we just turn on YouTube and there's 500 videos. You know, we put out five videos a day of yes. just 49ers content. Whenever I was young, it was SportsCenter. That's where we got all our information. And, you know, you'd wait for that little bitty snippet of 49ers info. But, man, absolutely incredible. Now, we had the honor of hanging out with you and your friend Thomas at the Vegas draft, the 49ers Rush road trip that we threw. Talk to us a little bit about what that was like coming over here and just being surrounded by 49ers and NFL football fans, and what that weekend was like for you.
Did you know that you can now win up to 100 times your money on Prize Picks with as little as 4 correct picks? You can turn $10 into $1,000 with basketball, hockey, college basketball entries today on Prize Picks, America's number one fantasy sports app. And here's what's great. You can get action on sports on more than 30 different states across the country, including California, Texas, and Georgia. On top of that, you got playoff basketball actions on the horizon, and this is the best place to take advantage of all of basketball's postseason actions. Some of these player props: Nikolai Jokic for over 10 rebounds, Anthony Davis more than 2 blocks, Lillard, 4 three-pointers made. You get to pick exactly how you want to use your bets. So, download the app today. Use code 49ers49ERS for a deposit match up to $100. Again, that's promo code 49ers for a first deposit match up to $100 over on Prize Picks. Pick more, pick less. It's that easy.
If you care about security and convenience, you need Eufy Video Lock. Let's just say you're sitting on the couch and you want to lock the door and you don't want to get up. Got you covered. You're wondering who's visited your house while you're away from home? Done. You want video that's stored on your device without a monthly fee? Eufy Video Lock has everything that you need. On top of that, it's easy to install. You don't have to drill anything. All you need is a Phillips screwdriver. That's it. Keyless entry, fingerprint recognition, no battery anxiety, and they have 24/7 customer support on standby for you whenever you need it. So, if you haven't yet, go to Eufy Video Lock. You can Google it. You can check out the videos and all those things. That is EUFY Video Lock. Or visit eufyofficial.com/video lock to see how you can gain complete control of your door. That's Eufy Video Lock.
It was absolutely amazing. Warner, the deciding factor to go to Vegas was when I learned that Fred Warner was going to be one of the players. I had just bought a Fred Warner jersey a few months before, and it was kind of, well, this, if anything, this is meant to be. And I have had about a dozen trips to California. I've been to games in New York, but I've had six games at Candlestick and six games at Levi's. So we've been there before, but Las Vegas was really the first time that I've gone to America without having games as a part of the deal. So it was really amazing. I wanted to talk to you. I wanted to talk to Chrissy. I never had the chance to talk to her. I had really looked forward to talking to Grant Cohn, who I'm not really a fan. I'm not really a fan of him, but I really wanted to kind of get to know who he was. And then, as amazing as it was, I didn't know that Lee Goland from the UK group was going to be there. I met Lee before on several
He's
occasions.
He's the leader of the 49ers UK chapter, correct?
Yes, and he was the one that was on the stage to announce the pick of Spencer Burford. No,
Samuel
Womack.
Yeah, that was really cool that night, hanging out with Lee and all the UK guys. You, Thomas, yeah. Lee. It was pretty cool, especially after he announced the pick, which was a lot of fun.
that was amazing. That was an incredible week.
Now, I'll say this too, because you're coming out back for the season as well, right? You're coming to the Chicago game, is that right? Week one?
Yes. I'll be going to the game in Chicago, and I can't wait to get the season kicked off.
That is awesome, man. Now, you said you've been to 12 games, 6 in Candlestick, 6 in Levi's. What game do you remember the most out of those 12 that you've been to? Is there one that stands out above the others that just like...
That's really easy. Well, if a bit of a long story. besides all the games in San Francisco and Santa Clara, when the 49ers came to London to play in 2010... against the Broncos. I'm really persistent getting to close to the team, at least trying to be. In 2010, 49ers plays the Broncos in London, and before the game, there was a setup for American fans, really, a London. A cruise on the Thames, where 49ers players of old and Broncos players, former 49ers and Broncos players were supposed to be part of it, and they were. It was for American spectators coming over, but I got in touch with NFL and said, I thought that was unfair that European spectators or fans couldn't. So somehow I got on the boat, and that was my first meeting with Jerry Rice. I'll just turn my computer.
Oh, I love it, man! Yeah, I love all that.
Yeah. And I had him sign my 80s jersey with the 50 year logo on that trip. And I met a couple living in San Francisco down by the bay. What happened was the year later, when Harbaugh took over, and we made the playoffs and we played the Saints.
Oh my gosh.
Epic game, roller coaster ride of my life. what happened, they had four tickets. One of their daughters couldn't go, and I had spoken to them on the boat when we met the players, and they still had my contact info, so they reached out to me when the game was announced, and we when they learned that there would be a ticket available, and asked if I would come join them. And it really wasn't a question. I just went to work the next day and just said, I need 5 days off because I have to go to California.
5 days off. Wow. Yeah, that's a journey. That's a journey.
It is. But they already knew by then that I'm a lost cause for this team. So,
aren't we all?
Well, that was the last of the six games I have at Candlestick, and that was just to die for. That game, what I remember best from that game, other than the spectacular finish, and was a witness hit on Pierre Thomas in the first quarter, where he knocks the ball loose and knocks the man out of the game. That was just epic.
That's awesome, man. Well, Kim, I just want to say thank you, man, because I think, you know, I love football just for what football is, but it's a whole nother thing, and this podcast has kind of taken on a different trajectory towards community building and bringing people together, and, you know, just being able to hang out with you, learn your story, build new friends from other countries. It's been incredible, and I think you represent what's best of us, man. So the faithful from afar, I freaking love it. I love your story. I really appreciate you taking time to share it with us. Now, before we jump out of here, is there anything else you want to share before we take off? I know you probably got like a bunch of stuff. Because you're
awesome. Yeah, I could probably entertain with crazy stories. Just one short story I want to tell, I hope he will be part of the next Hall of Fame class in 23. On one of my other trips, we're back in the 90s when preseason games were played in Europe, and Roger Craig had been traded to Minnesota at the time, and the Vikings played the Bills in Berlin. At the Olympic Stadium in Berlin, there was that year I went to two preseason games in Europe. The 49ers played the Steelers in Barcelona at the Olympic Stadium there, and the week later, Roger Craig and the Vikings played the Bills, and I was fortunate enough to meet Roger on the street in Berlin. So somewhere in my bedroom, I was ill prepared for meeting him. So I just have I think I had some sort of magazine, and he just wrote his signature with a regular pen. But that was again one of those instances where the fact that meeting players has just been
amazing. Man. That's incredible. Well, I think your story, all your stories, put into perspective just how lucky we are here, especially those in California that get to attend these games regularly. And if you haven't, try to find a way. Make it to a game. It increases just the entire experience of watching the games at home once you have that experience. So, Kim, just want to say thank you. If you want to follow Kim on Twitter, strongly recommend you do so. At Gridiron49, the tag is not Phil Dawson, which I freaking love that.
Well, I would say now I've begun a podcast in Denmark. It won't to American fans. It won't give a lot of sense because it's in Danish. So it would just be it would just be gibberish. But
what's it called? What's the name?
I just call it. I can't even remember. It's
I know that we were talking about you were saying you were going to start it. I didn't know it started yet. Not that I could understand it, but
No, but that's a problem. It's on Podbean. I call it the Faithful 49ers podcast, but I don't even think it's that. That's what's it's labeled as. Well, I'll try to just for people who want to learn what the gibberish Danish sounds like. I'll try to post a link on my Twitter account.
Perfect. So, yeah.
But the 49ers faithful community. I'm part of groups in Germany. I've been to meetings with German fans. I've been to meetings in Birmingham and London with the UK fans. And well, it's just amazing getting to know people and running into people at literally everywhere in the world, and awesome, nothing beats that.
Dude, I love it, man. Well, thank you for your time, and I look forward to hanging out week one, Phil. Not Phil Dawson, I'm sorry, Kim. Look forward to hanging out week one. It's going to be incredible.
I appreciate it. And awesome. I'm really looking forward to meeting you and the guys again.
Awesome, man. Thank you so much.
Craig is usually a fan of water cooler talk, but it's draft season, and that's all anyone wants to talk about. The Athletic has loads of articles about this year's draft, but Greg doesn't have The Athletic, so now he's filling up his water bottle in the bathroom sink, which, to remind you, is the sink people use after they use the bathroom. Get The Athletic and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.